Today is October 22nd, and on this day in history, John Paul II was inaugurated as Pope of the Catholic Church. John Paul II was born in Poland in 1920. He was ordained a priest in 1946, and over the coming decades rose through the ranks of the Catholic Church, becoming the youngest bishop of Poland in 1958, and was then ordained as a cardinal in 1967. In August of 1978, Pope John VI passed away, and a papal conclave convened to elect a new pope. They chose Pope John Paul I. Unfortunately, he too passed away only 33 days into his papacy. So once again, all the cardinals were summoned to Rome to choose another pope. The two cardinals most likely to be elected couldn't garner enough votes to win the papacy, so the cardinals picked a compromise candidate, Pope John Paul II, who took his papal name to honor his predecessor when he was inaugurated on October 22, 1978. John Paul II was a bit of an anomaly within the Catholic Church. He was the first non-Italian pope in 455 years, and on the day of his inauguration, he broke tradition by directly addressing the crowds of people who had gathered at the Vatican. This habit of speaking to people directly was a hallmark of John Paul II. During his time as pope, he traveled to 129 countries, addressing crowds both large and small. The largest was on World Youth Day in Manila in 1995, when he gave Mass to roughly 6 million people at once. John Paul II also improved relations with other religions, becoming the first pope to visit and pray in an Islamic mosque, as well as the first to visit the Western Wall in Jerusalem. He was also instrumental in bringing about the end of communist rule in his home country of Poland, and some historians argue that this led to a domino effect that eventually cast communism out of Europe entirely. But all of that began on this day in history. If you enjoy On This Day in History, please leave us a review by going to reviewonthisdayinhistory.com. Thanks!